Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what your exposition here in Boom Café is about?
Hi, my name is Fatmata Gondiga, and I'm a multidisciplinary artist, and I'm a curator as well. So Beyond Borders, my exhibition, was born like through a conversation last year with my mom. I just realized that voice of the first and second immigration were not heard, were not listened, were not like seen, like whatever, it's museum, like in radio or in TV. And I just thought, like, it was like an idea that I had in my mind, and I said, like, I'm not gonna wait behind people, so I'm just gonna do it. I just want to shed light to the diaspora of Africa, Asian, and Middle East, and as well about what is going on in Palestine. As well, we curated Palette for Palestine and Fire for Palestine. These are two groups, organization based in Belgium, and so we work collaboratively with them and put this exhibition.
I'm looking at pictures of people and what appear to be cassette players with headphones underneath. Are these, okay, what is that? What is that about?
So it's cassette. it's a player cassette with modern headphones. So someone gave me the idea, because, you know, like in museums, like when you just sit down and you listen to like archive audio or video, it's through TV. I just wanted to put something like that was able to be easy to carry, and then will provide like the nostalgia about these memories and about experiences, because the three person from the first generation, they are above 45. So they have histories from their ancestors, from their grandparents, from their parents that no one knows. And then they will just die if we don't ask about it. So, yeah.
And also, I'm looking at a lot of artwork, paintings, pictures, and I assume you all, these are yours?
No, I don't know how to paint. So we have these two artwork from Rafi Marhaba, who's a queer artist from Lebanon, who is now based in the US, who kindly gave two of the artwork, which we're really grateful about. And you see in the middle, it's Palette for Palestine. So these are artworks from teenagers in Gaza. So all these artworks represent their dreams, their hopes, what they try for, what they aim to be, and what they aim to have in their life.
So like I've seen a camera, photography, someone windsurfing, a big wave. I can see that.
So, like you can read and see the name, the age, and what this artwork is about, and it's very moving, it's very touching that all these young people have so many dreams, so many wishes that we all had at the same age, and they are facing a huge, this genocide is just like, sorry, I'm just, it's just crushing everything apart. I'm really moved. I just like, because I really hope that through the images that everyone can see that how many dreams have been failed and crushed apart and then buried, all these three children who died all these years since the first Nakba. I really hope that the world is just wake up and then do something about it. Cease fire now. Yeah, that's what happens.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.